I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
President Trump, from his campaign to his presidency, warned that the Chinese were at war with us and we didn't even realize it. He took a tough stand against China for a reason. The media says he was obsessed with China. No, he was aware of the threat they posed.
Let's say China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
You go over to China.
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 You take China.
China.
China. I love them. China.
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 Well, while they criticized Trump, his son wasn't being paid by him. He wasn't taking trips to China to tell them that I don't speak Mandarin and I can't question your one-child policy, to tell them what wonderful people they are and that their counterfeiting of our technology was a great thing. So you can't expect Joe Biden to stand up to Xi and the Chinese on behalf of American interests. John Moody, our guest, was with us in September when his book, Of Course They Knew, Of Course They, first hit stands. He's the former executive vice president of Fox News, John Moody. Honored to have you, sir.
Thank you very much. That was a heck of an intro you just did there. China, 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 China.
Yep. We have a two-minute montage of President Trump saying China, and it was actually put together by the left saying that he was obsessed with China. I would argue that Biden is insufficiently attentive to the threats there. I assume you would agree.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if he's inattentive or just can't remember the threat. I think this administration has decided that they're going to have to live with the Chinese as they are, the Chinese Communist Party. Let's not confuse the people of China with the Communist Party of China. Most of the people in China are not members of the Communist Party. They have a word for the Communist Party. It's Da Wang Yang, and that means the big lie. And, you know, people in their own homes use that word to refer to the Communist Party of China. That's the villain, not really the Chinese people.
You have had opinions on Biden not pressing Xi on COVID during a video call a few weeks ago as to the origin of COVID and the early behavior by the Chinese.
Yeah, look, I mean, the Biden administration does not want to awaken the dragon. Let's put it that way. So they're going to let the Chinese tell their lies, give their version of what happened, and just accept it and say, well, the World Health Organization says that's okay, so why shouldn't we? Well, the World Health Organization is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. That's the bottom line there. And so when the WHO tells us, don't call it the Chinese flu, don't call it the Wuhan virus, call it COVID, call it coronavirus, you know, the only people that get hurt by calling it coronavirus are Mexican beer makers. And the Biden administration has simply said, we don't know what started it. We're not going to investigate too hard, and we're certainly not going to upset Xi Jinping by pressing him to tell us what really happened in that lab in Wuhan.
Where are we? President Trump made a big issue of this, and I don't know that any other president really has. I've had experience. My wife was Secretary of State of Texas, and they arrived in China. They weren't allowed to bring any technology with them because your computers would be wiped clean. Another friend of mine is a lawyer, an international lawyer, and they had to check out a special computer before they could go to China because when you get there, your computer's intellectual property would be stolen. We hear this over and over again. Microsoft had more sales in Brussels, Belgium, than they did all of China, despite the fact that on every street corner Microsoft is being sold, but counterfeited. Are we doing anything to stand up to this?
Well, I think there probably are behind-the-scenes efforts, but they're not by the Biden administration. They are probably by tech companies in the United States that realize what's going on and are fighting for their own survival, not the survival or the interests of the United States, but for their own corporate survival. Now, funny you mentioned about wiping computers clean. I wonder if they wiped Hunter Biden's clean when he visited China, or was the information that he had too interesting to destroy?
Well, considering the laptop showed up and Bobulinski went on national TV to discuss it, I think some of that video still exists.
That's what I was thinking as well. No, look, the Chinese do what they want to do. They don't care what the rest of the world says. They know that they are more powerful than anybody else. I just put a post up today. Xi Jinping doesn't care what Joe Biden thinks or says or does, because he knows he's the more powerful leader. And he doesn't have any opposition in China. And so he's going to continue doing what he thinks is in his, Xi's, best interests.
ABC posted an article about how the European Union wants verifiable proof that the Chinese tennis player is safe. For people who don't know what's going on there, in fact, the head of the World Tennis Association has shown more leadership and bravery than Joe Biden on the matter. But could you catch people up on this issue?
Well, sure. It's the Chinese Grand Slam doubles champion who said in a post on her own social media that she had been sexually assaulted by a vice premier of China. He was the governor of a region, and he was also held the post of vice premier. And the tennis player said that she was sexually assaulted by this guy with his wife's knowledge, by the way. And for saying that in a public domain, such as her website, she simply disappeared. And nobody has heard from her really knowing that it's her. There have been videos that she has made saying, oh, it was all a big mistake. Don't worry. There's no problem here. But, you know, when somebody's pointing a gun at your head, you will say things that you don't mean. So that's what's going on. And you're right. The Women's Tennis Association have actually shown more tennis balls, shall we say, than any other group, and said to the Chinese, we're not going to have any more tournaments there until you produce this woman for us.
Well, in keeping with the theme, they won't stand for this racket.
There you go. I mean, you know, it's a slippery net once you get over it.
Well, it is.
But anyway, so you know, again, China doesn't care about the rest of the world's opinion of it. It knows the Chinese Communist Party knows that it is in firm control of the largest nation on earth, and they are going to proceed with their program to become the masters of the entire world.
Well, and she is going to ace Biden, who continually double faults. Ramon told me to stop with my tennis references because he does not love them.
I believe that buzzer summed up everybody's opinion of those last couple of puns there.
John Moody, I have 30 seconds. What do you do for a living now? Where do you spend your time?
I write books. I'm writing a sequel to this book, and it will concentrate on China and artificial intelligence and China's attempts to take over the world.
I'm going to guess
a little bit busy.
I don't know how the pay parallels, but I'm going to guess it's a whole lot less stress than being the executive vice president of Fox News.
Let's put it this way. I drink less coffee than I used to, and my voice is under control a whole lot more than it was before.
Welcome back anytime. The book is Of Course They Knew, Of Course They, by author John Moody. You're a great guest. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
To the phone lines we go. 713-212-5874. 713-212-5874.
Show.
Your car breaks down over time, and so do we. Your joints ache. It's hard getting old. We know this. TheTrustedLab.com helps me. I lead a more active lifestyle than I ever have, and I feel better than ever. Delivered to my doorstep, completely legal, lab-tested CBD. TheTrustedLab.com.
TheTrustedLab.com, based right here in Texas. TheTrustedLab.com.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by Lincoln Mercury. Nobody has more kinds of cars for more kinds of people. See them at the sign of the cat. By Goodyear, makers of the custom Steel Guard radial tire. And by State Farm Mutual. Almost anywhere you live, there's a State Farm agent nearby. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
John Doe, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, man, how you doing, Dave?
I'm good. What you got?
Hey, man, I'm a employee for Houston Metro, and I've been there 20-something years, and I know that if a bus driver defends theirself against getting attacked, Metro will fire them. Metro claims that they've got video and audio on the buses, and that should protect the employee with the Metro PD. But whenever it's happening, I mean, there ain't nobody there to help that driver. But if the driver defends himself, Metro will fire him.
It's a wonder anyone still wants to drive. It's a wonder anyone still works for Harris County or the city of Houston. It's a wonder. These are third world levels of corruption. When a $100,000 very handsome young intern gets a job at the airport during a city hiring freeze, when that job didn't even exist, $100,000. And the mayor is asked by the investigative reporter at KPRC Channel 2, Mayor, what do you think about, how do you respond to you getting a job for Marvin Agumagu? And the mayor says, I don't know him. Well, here's a picture of you and him together. Oh, that Marvin Agumagu, how many do you know? Honestly, I mean, you know, nothing wrong with getting your buddy a job at the airport, I suppose. And then the mayor's former law partner, when his bid on a massive affordable housing project comes in 8th out of 12th, and he's moved up to number one, and the housing director that works for the mayor says, I can't do this. The mayor ordered us to put his buddy in as number one and make all this money, and the mayor immediately fires the housing director. The State Department the department at the state of Texas reviews it and says, this is wide-scale corruption. And the mayor says, okay, I'll withdraw it. Now y'all have nothing to worry about anymore. When the county judge, Comandante Hidalgo, tries to give an $11 million deal to a one-woman operation that's a Democrat operative that ran Adrian Garcia, her fellow, there are three Democrats on the who ran Adrian Garcia's mayoral campaign, who worked for Hillary Clinton and who's a Democrat operative and then started spending the money by hiring Democrat operatives. And once they're busted, they withdraw the thing. And their answer is, oh, well, we withdrew it. So there are no consequences. These are third world country standards they are putting in place. Criminal after criminal after criminal committing violent acts. The anecdotal evidence is through the roof. Talk to any police officer with any department and ask them what's going on. There are criminal rings out there now. Criminal rings operating in Harris County, including in the city of Houston, that are engaged in this jugging where they drive around bank parking lots. They wait on you to come out of the bank. Looks like you took out some cash. They follow you to your house. While you're unloading your things, they jump out and jump you, and you hope they don't kill you. You hope they just take your purse or your wallet and whatever else you have on you, your watch and your necklace. I had a jewelry dealer, not a Corey Diamonds and Design. I know that's what y'all are going to think. A jewelry dealer in the Galleria area tell me, I always ask people how business is going, and they said high-end watch sales for them have died. Why? Because people don't want to be robbed wearing a nice watch. You're telling me you can't wear a watch, and that's reason enough to move out to Republic Grand Ranch or Friendswood. At least you don't get jacked. This is going on nice cars. People don't want to drive nice cars. I know somebody that owns a Bentley and won't drive it. Drives a Chevy Tahoe. Tahoe or a Suburban? I think it's a I think it doesn't matter. Suburban's just a longer Tahoe. I think he drives a Tahoe, but he has a Bentley. And I said, well, how come you don't drive the Bentley? And he said, not these days. No way. You'll get jacked. You're just a target. That's the kind of community we live in. These aren't accidents. This isn't a storm that came through and you can't control it. You can't blame the mayor and the county judge. This is what their policies look like. This is what happens when Republicans don't vote and Democrats drive their voters out. This is what's happened in Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, Minnesota, Portland, San Francisco, Seattle. This is what's happened. In the old line city, you have black mayors elected on the basis of being black who are self-dealing and corrupt and allowing a crime rate through the roof while the criminals get off. That's Chicago, Baltimore, Atlanta, D.C., New Orleans. And then you have the white liberal mayors in the Scandinavian immigrant communities that were built by these Scandinavians that are the white liberal socialists. That's Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, New York. Now you have the white liberal government of defund the police, support Antifa and BLM. It's a little different than the Chicagos and New Orleans and Detroit. It's a little different, admittedly, but it ends up with the same results. And the downtown business owners that were so keen, that would never vote for a Republican to save their lives. The downtown business owners that were so happy the mayor showed up at the international festival or the this or that festival. And that same mayor pulls the cops out when the rioting starts and your business burns down. Go cry to that mayor again. Go back to your international festival event when the mayor dressed up in the garb of your homeland and you were so proud he was there and you supported him and you would never support that white racist Republican Donald Trump supporting mayoral candidate. Reap what you sow until your business burns down because you're supporting the Democrats that are supporting the criminals that are burning your business, and I have no pity left for you. How long do immigrant communities and blacks and some Hispanics and poor people have to be lied to by the Democrats? How many times will they be told that white rural Americans hate them? How many times will they continue to identify with George Floyd when they're closer to being the police officer? How long will this continue until people realize what's going on? I tell you who's wised up. I tell you who woke up is the mommies who saw what was going on in their schools and finally realized there are consequences to the politics. Carolyn Walter, the wife of a former Houston Texans player, is in a runoff for HISD. We're going to play you some of the voicemails she's been receiving because she doesn't believe boys should go to the women's restroom. Coming up. Mary Show.
It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, and keep on working long as my two hands are fitting.
Today is December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. We paid tribute at the beginning. Never forget, 80 years ago today. 2 years ago today, HPD Sergeant Christopher Brewster. He'd been on the Houston Police Department for 9 years. He did what he had done many times before. He responded to a domestic assault call from a woman who reported that she had been assaulted by her boyfriend and that he was armed with two firearms. Officers arrived at the scene. Both subjects had already left. Sergeant Brewster was checking the area when he saw the couple walking nearby the original scene. Sergeant Brewster attempted to contact them but was fired upon as he exited his patrol car. He was fatally wounded. Despite that, he was able to give dispatchers and other officers a description of his wounds and the subject's direction of travel. Sergeant Brewster was transported to a hospital where he succumbed to his wounds. The man was arrested by other officers following a foot pursuit. He pled guilty to capital murder and received a life sentence without parole. 2 years ago today. I'm told the victim impact statement, I can't remember if it's the widow or the sergeant, was almost an hour of just painful showing of family pictures to make this man understand what you took from us. You never forget that. How many turds are walking the street contributing zero to society, having destroyed or taken the life of a good person in our society? And more importantly, how many Democrats would have it that way because they see bad guys as victims and victims as privileged? There are consequences to this. You have to understand these aren't accidents. These savages are raping sergeants at the Harris County Jail, shooting point-blank range in the head gas station attendants, jugging elderly people as they leave the bank, all over our community, all day, every day, who are out on bond, who've been arrested before. It's not the system. It's Democrats making decisions. This is what they want. This is what they are getting. But that's okay, because they have family members too. And when the last name is recognizable, when the victim's name is in the subject line of the headline, they'll do something about it. But right now, it's just average, everyday Harris County residents, many of whom voted Democrat, whose wives and daughters and dads and brothers are being murdered. You probably don't know this, but an 87-year-old man was walking in this community a year ago when a multi-prison term thug jumped out, ran up on him, murdered him, and stole his wallet. The son of that man is a major television in city of Houston broadcaster. For some reason, that story has not received much attention in his connection to this famous person who was destroyed by this. If it had been the son instead of the dad of the famous broadcaster, then maybe that would have been discussed. One of the few times we even heard about a victim was a New Orleans police officer who was murdered right here in the Galleria area as he sat with his friends having dinner at a high-end restaurant outside on the patio. And some thugs ran up on him to steal his watch and his necklace and gunned him down. I was told by one City Hall insider that it managed to get the mayor's attention because he was a black police officer from New Orleans and it was embarrassing, and that the mayor was getting some attention from the black community in Houston because it was a black victim. Sorry if you're white and you're gunned down by one of these Democrat turds. You just don't matter. Understand that you just do not matter. Carolyn Walter is running for the school board, and she's the wife of former Houston Texan Kevin Walter. There are four runoffs for incumbent seats on HISD. I'm supporting Walter, Wade, and Baker. That's the last names. You don't need to know more than that. I hope you'll show up and vote. But I want you to hear the voicemails that Carolyn Walter is getting because of her position that boys should not be going into the girls' restroom, regardless who you think they are. Here's one.
Carolyn Walter, you're a transphobic piece of shit. I hope you don't get elected. And actually, I hope you just fall off a cliff, you f***ing dumbass.
Here's another one.
This is a message for Caroline Walter. I received your message regarding your common sense approach to critical race theory, parents' rights, anti-trans, clearly bathroom mandates. And what I have to say about that is a cisgendered white male descendant of the Pilgrims, I find all of that incredibly anti-American. It smacks of prejudice and disgust. When approaching any kind of educational requirements for children, you should be basing that on science and what's best for the future of the human race, and not prejudice dogma that you want to spread in order to maintain some sort of power control over America. So why don't you take your heart that you supposedly have and maybe increase it and stop grinching it up for the rest of us around the holidays? Thank you.
You think that guy would fit in at your family Christmas dinner? You think he might stick out like a sore thumb in a normal environment? I can tell you 15 things about that guy just based on that voicemail. Correct?
There's correct. More to like on Facebook. Like The Michael Berry Show.
This could get interesting. The first thing I remember, no. Chris Cuomo has now been fired by CNN. You know that. His contract was reportedly worth $6 million a year, leaving somewhere between $18 and $20 million to be owed if he was paid out on the contract for the next 3 years. Now the New York Post is reporting that he is going to sue the network if it refuses to pay him the remaining $18 to $20 million on his contract, adding that he would also seek damages. CNN has, quote, no intention of paying Chris Cuomo a penny, an insider has said. If he gets a settlement, there would be an uproar. Another source said, quote, CNN has a standard morality clause in their contract that says if the employee does anything of disrepute, they can be immediately fired. On Sunday, a spokesman for Chris Cuomo told the Wall Street Journal that CNN President Jeff Zucker knew about the details of Cuomo's support for his brother, adding, there were no secrets about this, as other individuals besides Mr. Cuomo can attest. Well, if in fact Zucker knew that Cuomo was helping his brother's office and campaign smear the women who were coming forward to tell that he had sexually harassed them, that would be a black eye on a reputable news agency. But to have a black eye on a reputable news agency would suggest that CNN is a reputable news agency. Is it part of a pattern? Well, Jussie Smollett testifies that CNN's Don Lemon was advising him as Chicago police investigated his claims. Smollett, 39, testified that he received a text from Lemon supposedly relaying information that the Chicago police did not believe Smollett's account of what happened. So far, representatives for CNN have refused to comment on the revelation. Lemon told his viewers at the time that the story was personal, since he and Smollett had been acquaintances and were in constant communication since the alleged incident, and that Smollett told Lemon what he said had happened to him. It sounds to me like Don Lemon might be willing to give Jussie Smollett an intern job at the airport, if you know what I mean. After it became obvious that it was all one big hoax, Lemon said Smollett, quote, even lied to a lot of people, including me, and that's not cool. He squandered the goodwill of very high-profile people who one day may be running this country, like Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Smollett is charged with 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct for making what prosecutors say was a false police report about the alleged attack, 1 count for each time he gave a report to 3 different officers. So let's see. You've got Jussie Smollett helping Don Lemon. You've got Don Lemon helping Jussie Smollett. You've got Chris Cuomo helping his brother smear the women that he sexually assaulted. You've got Jeff Toobin spanking his monkey during a Zoom call with the rest of staff. Wow, it's almost like there is rot at CNN. Barack Obama told a fellow Democrat, one thing you can never underestimate is Joe Biden's ability to F things up. Boy, is that right. We're living through it. You're 12 days of Joe Biden.
On the first day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece. On the second day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 2 weeks of shutdowns and his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece. On the third day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me Boondoggle, 2 more weeks of shutdowns and his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece. On the fourth day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me $4 trillion boondoggle, 2 more weeks of shutdowns and his son's useless crayon masterpiece. On the fifth day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 5 come on man, 4 trillion boondoggle, 2 months of shutdowns and his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece. On the sixth day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 6 Kamala cackles, 5 come on mans, 4 trillion boondoggle, 2 more months of shutdowns and his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece. On the seventh day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 7 Swalwell, 6 Kamala cackles, 5 come on mans, 4 trillion boondoggle, 2 more months of shutdowns and his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece. On the eighth day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 8 feds, a fake and 7 Swalwell, 6 Kamala cackles, 5 come on mans, 4 trillion boondoggle, 2 more months of shutdowns and his son's stupid crayon masterpiece. On the ninth day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 9 Saki circlebacks, 8 feds, a fake and 7 Swalwell, 6 Kamala cackles, 5 come on mans, 4 trillion boondoggle, 2 more months of shutdowns and his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece. On the 10th day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 10% inflation, 9 Psaki circlebacks, 8 feds, a faking, 7 Swalwell, 6 Kamala cackles, 5 come on mans, 4 trillion boondoggle, 2 more months of shutdowns, and his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece. cookies. On the 11th day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 11 dirty doctors, 10% inflation, 9 Saki Circlebacks, 8 feds of faking, 7 Swalwell, 6 Kamala Cackles, 5 come on mans, $4 trillion boondoggle, 2 more months of shutdowns, and his son Hunter's gray on masterpiece. On the 12th day of Christmas, Joe Biden gave to me 12 months of failure, 11 dirty doctors, 10% inflation, 9 Psaki Circlebacks, 8 feds of faking, 7 Swallow, 6 Kamala Cackles, 5 come on mans, $4 trillion boondoggle, 2 years of shutdowns, and his son Hunter's crayon masterpiece.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Chance McClain.
You said.
No, I'm serious.
Wrote and sang that, made a great video to go with it, which will be posted to YouTube on the Michael Berry Show channel shortly. I'll also post it to Twitter and Facebook. If you don't have any of those, just send me an email through our website at michaelberryshow.com, and Emily will respond with a link to it on YouTube. It should be up within about 10 minutes. I am an addictive personality, and so I fear things to which I could become addicted, like gambling or prescription drugs. But I want to sleep better and I want to ache less. Try, as I do, thetrustedlab.com, delivered to your home. Texas-based, completely legal CBD that has given me great results. thetrustedlab.com.